KNKX connects you to Sound Effect, our weekend storytelling show. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
You're listening to Sound Effect on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing. And for this next story, let me introduce you to Gloria Safera.
We're in South Seattle on a horse farm overlooking Lake Washington and above Boeing Field, so we get lots of airplanes flying over here.
I've had the pleasure of knowing Gloria since my daughter started riding one of her ponies on this farm a few years ago. And no matter how deep the mud is in the winter and spring, or how dusty it is in the summer, Gloria will appear in her white Jeep to check in on her horses or take dirty horse blankets to the laundromat. Her salt and pepper hair is usually done just so. She wears lipstick that's always some shade of pink. Her clothes will be clean and stylish because she's usually headed out somewhere, and she'll often be wearing white shoes. Gloria is 79 years old. She's a mother, a doting grandmother, and a skilled horsewoman. She once rounded a barrel so low and fast on her horse that she broke her foot. But there was a time when Gloria's work took her around the world to exotic locales. From 1962 to 1964, Gloria was a Pan American flight attendant. She didn't really know what she was walking into when she applied for the job with a friend.
I was through college, and I had a girlfriend that flew for Pan American, and she said, they're going to be interviewing at Seattle. You should come down and interview. So I did, and I was horrified because they had like 7 openings, and they had 300 girls apply for each opening. There was a French girl who was with her mother speaking French in her mink stole. Then there were girls in Birkenstocks with 14 strands of beads around their necks that looked like hippies. And then there were some that just looked like ordinary citizens, and some glamour girls and some not so glamour girls.
And what were you?
I was in the middle. I was just a person that applied and was horrified when I got hired because I was too short. They'd have a height requirement, and I was like 2 inches too short. And in my class was a girl from Italy named Gabriella, and she was over 6 feet tall, so she was way over height. But they picked, I think, your personality.
What, do you remember what the interview was like?
Yes, they had me walk up and down so they could see how I walked and that I didn't stomp along.
And how old were you?
I was 24, and I was older when I was hired because they had a lot of girls that were like 19 and 20. And they sent us to New York to be trained. And in order to get to New York cheaply on Pan American, they flew us via London. Over the polar route to London, and then we got a flight back to New York.
And could you explain the allure, why someone would want to compete with other women to get one of these jobs?
Because they fly internationally, they had health insurance, they paid you very well, you had lots of days off because you flew lots of days. And they had wonderful routes. And when you went to a layover, you did not stay at the Motel 6. You stayed at the Royal Hawaiian on Waikiki Beach, or you stayed at the Ilokai. You stayed someplace really nice, and they would have someone come and get your uniform and dry clean it for you when you were on your layover. And layovers were anywhere from short to maybe a week, and all expenses paid. And flying was different in those days. So people, this would be in the 1960s, so people would dress up to take a flight. They wouldn't come in their bedroom slippers and their pajamas with their hair in curlers. And first class people were very, very polished and lovely. And the economy people were just as nice. And our food was delicious. And our service was fabulous. And I really mean fabulous, because we were on our feet the entire flight saying, can I get you a pillow? Would you like a glass of water? And we would walk the aisles, and we'd take turns walking the aisles. So there was always some stewardess close by. And in first class, we had linen tablecloths for each tray table. We had real crystal, stem crystalware. We had real china. We had real silver with Pan American's emblem on it, and all the meals were cooked from scratch. So if they were having prime rib, we got a raw prime rib on the plane and started cooking it when the engines were on.
What were some of the people like who you met on these trips?
Well, I met a very weird man and his wife, who was very dowdy. They were from Britain, and she wore skirts down to almost her ankles with orthopedic walking shoes, and she was very dowdy, and he was very overbearing, and he did not want to carry his briefcase onto the plane. This was in Fiji, so he had an East Indian employee with a turban take his briefcase and put it on the plane. Then I walked around and said, would anyone care for a drink, because they were free for first class passengers, and he said, I want to eat now. And I said, we have an entire economy section with lots of children, and we're going to do the economy meal service first and your bar service now. And he punched me in the shoulder and sent me careening backwards and hit the bulkhead. And he was absolutely a boob. So, of course, I had taken his liquor drink, but he did not get a drink. I did not serve him anything. And then when I was walking out of first class, a man grabbed my arm and pulled me down in the seat next to him. And he said, I am the ambassador to the United States from New Zealand, and I'm going to write a good letter about you, and I'd like to buy you a hat because you're put up with so much.
Did you get a hat?
We were not allowed to accept tips, but I appreciated the offer of buying a hat.
What kind of adventures did you have when you were with your fellow stewardesses, say when you were in Hawaii or London or some location like that?
I didn't have a lot of interaction because all those girls wanted to do was shop. And I would read ahead on someplace I was going if I'd never been there before, and then I'd take a tour and see the historical sites and this kind of thing. And but they always had a crew party. Always had crew parties. The minute you'd get in, you'd have a crew party.
Okay. So a crew party was a big dinner?
No, a crew party was go to the captain's room or somebody's room, because you each had your own room, private room, and drink. And I don't drink, so I never had a drink. But everybody else was drinking. And when I was in Bangkok, I was somebody in the operating crew said, I'm going to fix you a drink, and I think you're going to like it, because I know you don't drink. And it was a gin and tonic. And that was the first time I ever had liquor, and I was like 25 years old.
Did you like a gin and tonic?
I did. I loved them. And then my other lady friend introduced me to the margarita. So I only have two drinks that I'll drink, and I won't drink anything else. I think the rest of it smells awful. Who'd want to drink it?
So even today, a margarita?
Today I have not tasted bourbon. I have never tasted scotch.
Why did you end your service as a stewardess?
Because I wanted to get married, and they did allow you to get married. They had just changed the rule. But I wanted instant baby, so I quit my job. I wasn't aware that it was a golden time of flying until afterwards, when the golden time was gone.